This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hong Kong police rearrested a prominent democracy activist after revoking her bail Wednesday on the eve of a sensitive anniversary of the city's handover to China. Lawyer Chow Hang Tung, one of the few remaining democracy activists not already in jail or exile, was initially detained on June 4th for publicizing a banned vigil commemorating Beijing's deadly Tiananmen Square crackdown in 1989. Chow was also the legal representative for three democracy groups appealing a police ban on July 1st demonstrations, marking the 24th anniversary of Hong Kong's handover from Britain. Authorities have rejected the appeal and warned the public not to participate or advertise unauthorized assemblies. Wednesday also marks 1 year since Beijing imposed the sweeping national security law on Hong Kong in response to huge and often violent protests in 2019. Rescue crews searched on through the shattered ruins of a collapsed Miami-area condo tower early Wednesday, with hopes of finding more survivors fading after nearly a week of digging. 12 people have been confirmed killed in the disaster, which could rank as the deadliest accidental structural failure in U.S. history. 149 people are still missing and believed trapped in the rubble, but nobody has been pulled alive since the early hours of the disaster. Investigators have not concluded what caused nearly half of the 40-year-old Champlain Tower South condo to crumple as residents slept in the early hours of last Thursday. U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill Biden plan to visit on Thursday to the scene of the tragedy in the oceanfront town of Surfside, Florida, adjacent to Miami Beach, according to the White House. This is VOA News.